Thousands of families have arrived in Banu, a town along Pakistan's tribal belt near the Afghan border. They are fleeing a military offensive targeting Taliban forces in the area. Pakistan's military claimed to have killed around 400 militants, including foreign fighters, in airstrikes in the last 2 weeks. Fida Wazir, a native of North Waziristan, describes the operation he witnessed in his hometown Mir Ali.
The curfew imposed in the area has badly affected life in North Waziristan. All major roads are blocked, and so people are facing problems in evacuation. The curfew and the military operations are also affecting area business and education. People have no access to basic healthcare facilities. Due to unannounced operations and bombardments, more than 60 civilians lost their lives. More than a dozen members from one family were killed in the town of Mir Ali, all of them women and children. 5,000 shops and 4 mosques have been destroyed in the shelling and bombardment.
The thousands of internally displaced persons currently in Banu have fled their homes and villages across North Waziristan in search of safety. Among them is Rafiullah Dawad, who arrived with his family.
We were not warned about the operation. After the bombing started, we were trying to leave the area, but the army told us no operation would happen, so we should not leave. When the offensive started, there we were. When we finally decided to leave, we had no transport, nothing to travel with. We at last found a truck and started our journey. It was so hot that all our family members preferred to move with bare feet. Children die in this scorching heat. Our home is 28 kilometers away from Banu in Mir Ali. Normally it takes 40 minutes, but it took us 15 hours to get there. There was nothing on the way except one government vehicle doing nothing.
Banu has been unprepared to receive the influx of people. Shelter, food and water are in short supply and the temperatures are scorching. Among the displaced women and children are suffered the most. Children miss their schools and playgrounds, which have now turned into a battlefield between the military and militants. 9-year-old Junaid is from Hasukhel area of Mir Ali. He says he was playing cricket one day when he saw drones flying overhead. He and his family left the area a few days ago. Junaid says he misses his friends from school and his playground. Officials say camps have been set up at multiple locations for these displaced families. They are supplied with both food and non-food items like oil, sugar, tents and baskets. Mohammed Adnan is a spokesperson for the Disaster Management Authority in the federally administered tribal area.
We have established 3 camps for those internally displaced people coming from North Waziristan. We have a registration point in Saidki at the entrance of Banu. The main camp is at Bakakal area of Banu. So far, we have registered almost 500,000 IDPs, including women and children. We also have mobile registration teams. In and outside of the camp, we are providing them with both food and non-food items. We provide them with health facilities and the cash equivalent of $200. Since people from North Waziristan have a tribal background, many prefer to not stay in camps, so we are giving them cash instead.
Analysts say after the exodus of almost 500,000 tribesmen along with their families, it seems military is set to launch its ground strikes in this hilly tribal belt considered to be the epicenter of global terrorism. But for displaced tribesmen, peace in their homeland seems as far as they are from their own homes. Sayyid Fakhar Kaka, KLFSRN, Banu.